It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to a brand new week of Fresh Oil. This week is going to get very personal because this week I'm going to share with you a struggle that I had for years, a struggle that kept me paralyzed. I mean, the darkness that feels unbreakable, and that is depression. Do you know depression doesn't have to be your permanent prison? There are certain personalities and temperaments that are very prone to depression. I'm a musician, a songwriter, an artist, an author, and people like that, we have a melancholy temperament. And what that means is when we're high, nobody's higher. But when we're low, we have to reach up to touch the bottom. And depression, it can grip you and paralyze you where it really keeps you where you can't do anything. I wrote a book that I finished just a couple of months ago called Breaking Free, A Biblical Journey Through Depression, where I talk about what I went through in my life. And I'm going to be highlighting this because we see it all throughout scriptures. Bible heroes like David, Elijah, Job, and others, they faced this same crushing darkness that I went through, and some of you listening today might be going through that same thing. And we discover through God's word that their struggles didn't disqualify them from God's love. It actually prepared them for breakthrough. I mean, King David, the Bible called him a man after God's own heart, and yet he wrote this. He said, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart?" That's Psalm 13, 1 through 2. You know, the great prophet Elijah, he sat under a tree and he prayed that he could die. And he told God, he said, "I've had enough, Lord. Take my life." 1 Kings 19 and verse 4. Even Job, who's renowned for his faithfulness, he cursed the day that he was born and he wished that he had never existed. See, these weren't spiritual failures. They were human beings in relationship with a God who never once told them to stuff their feelings, fake their faith, or just pretend that everything was fine. No, God took them on a journey that would restore them and heal their broken hearts. Friend, the journey through depression, it's not an easy one. And I won't insult your intelligence or your pain trying to give you a magic formula that can get you free in 30 days. There's no magic prayer that instantly fixes this. No amount of faith that'll guarantee that you'll never visit the valley again. But there is hope. There is healing. There's a way forward that doesn't require you to abandon your mind or just get on medicine. You see, friend, God doesn't demand that you climb out of the pit before he will begin to engage with you and help you and heal your broken heart. No, he takes it one step at a time. We're going to discover this week on Fresh Oil how we have to guard our hearts, like we taught last week on the heart. Because the heart is a wellspring of life. Proverbs speaks about it. It isn't about building up walls that keep out all the pain and doesn't let anybody in. I did that. I remember a time when I thought, I'm not going to let anyone get close to me because I don't want to be wounded again. Friend, that just left me in a very lonely place. And I can remember the day that God finally opened my heart again. It's about learning to distinguish between the voice of depression and the voice of your shepherd, between the lies that the devil puts in your mind that seek to destroy you and the truth that sets you free. Perhaps you'll discover that the struggle with depression you're going through doesn't disqualify you from being used by God. Actually, it might be preparing you for a deeper ministry than you've ever imagined. Some of the most powerful healers are those who have been wounded. Some of the brightest lights shine from those who've walked through the darkest nights. You know, the Apostle Paul, writing from that maritime prison in Rome, he penned these words. He said, "We're pressed down on every side, but not crushed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed." 2 Corinthians 4, 8, and 9. Notice what he doesn't say. He doesn't say believers never feel pressed, never perplexed, or they never get struck down. He says we're not ultimately overcome by these things. See, bad things happen to good people. And there's a difference between being touched by darkness and being consumed by it. There's a difference between walking through the valley of the shadow of death and being trapped there forever. I've often said that the difference in depression and discouragement is, discouragement is when it's on the outside trying to get in, but depression is when it's on the inside and you can't get it out. You feel trapped. This week, Fresh Oil is designed to help those of you who are struggling in this area of depression, and for those of you who've never known a day of depression, it'll make you more aware of those who are hurting around you, and perhaps you'll have empathy and you'll be able to help them with whatever they're going through. I was a young pastor when this cloud of depression first started attacking my life, and on Sundays, I would stand in the pulpit with my Bible open, and I would deliver a message about hope and faith. And my voice, it sounded steady enough. I was saying all the right words. I was doing what I was supposed to do. But by Monday morning, the weight of depression would come crashing in like a wave I couldn't fight. And I felt like I was drowning. I felt like I was dying in slow motion. And I was certain that I couldn't tell a soul because, after all, I was the one who people came to for answers. How could I admit that I didn't have them for myself? And that unspoken pressure to always be strong, to always be on, it only drove me further into depression. And I began to believe the lie that nothing would ever change. And one Sunday morning, I was getting ready for church. I was in the shower, and I found myself talking to God, half prayer and half just desperation. And as I called out to God, and I said, "God, I'm so tired of this awful deep depression," I heard God speak to me, and what he said, it really surprised me. You know what he said? He said, "Keith, I want your heart." I froze. I had been a Christian since I was 8 years old, and I had dedicated my life to ministry, and I was really almost angry because I thought, "God, I've served you all my life, and now you want my heart?" And then he began to show me something I had never fully understood, that my heart wasn't just the seat of my spiritual life, but it's the inner core of who I really was. It's my thoughts, my feelings, and my emotions, my mind, my will. It's the place where our memories live, where our joys and our wounds are stored. I remembered Mary, the mother of Jesus. The Bible says she treasured up all these things in her heart. And that wasn't just sentiment. She was storing up everything God was doing and holding it close in the most intimate part of her being, her heart, her soul, her mind. And in that moment, I sensed that God was asking for my whole inner life, the real me, not just the polished pastor, not just the Sunday ready version. And then I asked him, "How do I do this, God?" And I really felt God speak to me that I was to start journaling. Now, my last name is Manley, and journaling is a woman thing, right? I thought, "I can't do that." But at the end of the day, I decided that I would go buy a journal. I bought just a 3-ring spiral notebook, laid it by the side of my bed, and every night I began writing just a few sentences to God about my day. Nothing long, just an honest account of where my heart had been that day. And then I would begin to rate my day on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best day imaginable, and 1 being the very worst that I could have. Do you know what? It didn't take long. Most of my days at the beginning were about a 3 or a 4, and toward the end of the week, towards the weekend, they would begin to pick up because I had to do my duty, I had to perform. But Monday always dragged me right back into that deep, dark pit. But I noticed something within about 4 to 6 weeks. Something unprecedented happened in my life. After a few weeks of doing this, I began to notice a shift, a very act of giving God my thoughts. I remember how I rationalized it. I thought, God is so busy with everybody else, but about 2 in the morning, He is going to have time in His busy schedule to read my journal, and He's going to know where I'm at. And you know what, friend? Before long, that suffocating cloud of depression began to lift, and my life changed. And one day I realized that that darkness was gone. That emotional thing that controlled me for so long, it changed, and I was free. I would like to tell you I've never had a discouraged day, but discouragement is different than depression. Discouragement is when it's on the outside pushing against you, and you fight it off, and it goes away. Depression is when it's on the inside, and it controls you, and you feel like you could never get it out. Friend, my life has dramatically changed. I remember telling my wife one day, I said, I'm afraid you'll find me sitting in the corner on a chair one day, and I'll be there for 2 years because I'm in such a dark place with the depression that would hit me. Now, friend, listen, I had a beautiful wife. I had a beautiful family. I had a great church that loved me. I really, in the natural, had no reason to be depressed. I even had a number one hit song all across the country. You would think I would be on top of a cloud, but I wasn't. The more success, the more things were good, the more it seemed to feed that inner darkness that was holding me captive. But friend, I got to tell you something. Jesus changed my life. God did a work in my heart that freed me from the depression, and I've never gone back to that place again. This week on Fresh Oil, we're taking a journey and we're going to be talking about depression. It goes right along with what we taught last week on the matters of the heart. And I'm going to be telling you how you can overcome this dark battle of fighting off those emotions that want to cripple you and bring you down. Tomorrow, we're going to pick up with the Valley of the Shadow in Psalm 23, where David said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Friend, if you are struggling in your life with this dark battle with depression, I want to encourage you to listen to this week of Fresh Oil. It's going to change your life. I really believe God will give you the strength to begin to overcome what's been overcoming you. If you have a friend or a family member that you know who really struggles with depression, give them a call and say, hey, listen to this pastor who went through what you're going through, and he might have something that helps you and will change your life. I believe God has some good things in store for us this week on Fresh Oil. Thank you so much for listening today, friend. Walk in grace. God loves you. He really, really does.
What does it really mean to be in Christ? The Bible declares, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In his new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, author and pastor Keith Manley takes you on a powerful journey through Scripture to discover your true identity, security, and destiny in Christ. You'll learn how to live free from condemnation, walk in victory, and rest in the promises of God. Not by striving, but by abiding in Him. Whether you're new in the faith or longing for deeper understanding, this book will open your eyes to the life-changing reality of Christ in you.
My new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, is available now on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, or the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.